This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. The Chilista Corporation, along with two private individuals from Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay, are suing the Alaska Redistricting Board. Their legal complaint alleges that the board diluted the Chilista region's voting power when they adopted new House and Senate voting districts this year. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
In late October, members of the Alaska Redistricting Board traveled to Bethel for a public meeting. They went there to talk with the residents about the redistricting process and to collect public testimony. At that meeting, Bethel resident Myron Nanning spoke. He is originally from Hooper Bay and serves as chairman and president of the Hooper Bay Village Corporation, called the Sea Lion Corporation. Nanning said that the community of Hooper Bay sent him as a representative to testify on their redistricting concerns.
Quite a long time we've been represented from representatives from Nome and Senator from Kotzebue. But we feel that our connection to Bethel District is stronger because our people are Yupik Chupik from our village, and we have a lot of connections with here to Bethel.
For example, Nanning said that Bethel serves as the transportation and medical hub for Hooper Bay. He said that a state representative and senator from Bethel, District 38, would better understand Hooper Bay's needs. Nanning said that Hooper Bay has been working on state and federal projects, and the support for those projects has mostly come from the state senator from Bethel, Lyman Hoffman.
Because he understands the needs, and we run into him ever so often in person and express our concerns directly to him.
Nanning also spoke on behalf of his brother-in-law, Harley Sundown, who lives in Scammon Bay, where he serves on the Tribal Council and Village Corporation Board. Nanning asked that Scammon Bay and Chivac also be included in Bethel District 38 for the same reasons as Hooper Bay. Alaska Redistricting Board Chairman John Binkley responded to Nanning's comments. He said that the board had looked at making these same changes after Hooper Bay sent a letter to the board requesting them, but population restrictions placed on each voting district would make the changes unlikely.
There's a lot of population in Hooper, Chivac, and Scammon. Then that means we have to push some of the other lower Kuskokwim villages out of the region into the Bristol Bay region. So that's the balance we're trying to find.
When the redistricting board adopted its new district maps in November, it did include Chivac and Bethel District 38, but not Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay. Now, two individuals, Harley Sundown from Scammon Bay and William Nanning of Hooper Bay, along with the Chilista Corporation, are suing the redistricting board. The plaintiffs want the districts redrawn to include Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay in Bethel District 38. The change would consolidate most of the Chilista region into a single Senate district, and it would include Scammon Bay, Hooper Bay, and Chivac in the same House district as Bethel. The lawsuit claims that these communities are socially and economically integrated, with Bethel serving as their hub, and that, quote, a Bethel representative and senator is best situated to understand and address the concerns of these villages, end quote. Under the current maps, Scammon Bay and Hooper Bay are included in House District 39 to the north, along with lower Yukon River communities in the Norton Sound region. That places them in Senate District T, along with the North Slope. Chilista Corporation spokesperson Tom Leonard says the corporation filed the legal complaint alongside Sundown and Nanning with no charge to the individuals or their communities. Chilista declined an interview, but issued a statement saying, quote, as an Alaska Native corporation formed under ANCSA, it is incumbent upon us to assist in protecting the voting rights and powers of our shareholders, end quote. Each state voting district must have approximately the same population. To accommodate Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay's request, the lawsuit proposes moving the communities of Quingillingac, Congiganac, and Quinnahock out of District 38 and into Bristol Bay's District 37. It also suggests moving the community of Tyonek, located in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, out of District 37 and into District 8 with the rest of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. The Alaska Redistricting Board has been served four other lawsuits seeking to change district voting boundaries. Legal challenges are common and even expected following the redistricting process. The Redistricting Board met yesterday to address legal challenges in a closed executive session. For KYUK, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And in city news, on Tuesday night, Bethel City Council voted to accept the state's plan to connect Thunder Ridge Road to the airport. Now that the city's officially on board, the state will pave that road that stretches over the Polk family property, despite the Polk family's wishes. The council said they had issues with the way the state claimed the property from the Polks, but felt that due to financial concerns, they had no other choice but to accept the state's plan. The state of Alaska claimed the private dirt road that goes through the Polks' property through a process known as eminent domain. The Polks' property is a native allotment owned by four brothers. The Polks have been saying for decades that the state doesn't have the right to build a road through their land. But this fall, a federal judge ruled the State Department of Transportation can do just that. Now the state and the Polks are in legal talks about what the fair price to pay for it is. The city of Bethel came out against the eminent domain road seizure last year, saying it would prefer an alternate option that cuts around the nearby H Marker Lake through wetlands. But now, City Manager Pete Williams says the city's hands are tied. According to Williams, the state told the city if it wants to pursue the alternate route, it would be on the hook for over $4 million of costs that have already been spent on the project. The city would also have to match some costs of the next project, which it doesn't have to do for this current project. Plus, the city would have to wait at least 5 years for the next project to be even considered. Five out of the six of the council members in attendance at the meeting voted for the project, though most expressed their regret at the way the land had been claimed from the Polks. The lone person who voted against the project was Vice Mayor Conrad C.J. McCormick.
I know if this was my property and somebody was sticking a road through it, I wouldn't want them to do it, so I can't consciously vote for something like this. I just think it's wrong.
Councilmember Michelle DeWitt voted for the project. She said, on the one hand, she has issues with the seizure of native lands.
The eminent domain has been exercised. I personally had serious issues with that as a method of obtaining land. However, if the city doesn't support this project, that it could be many, many, many years and much more expense.
DeWitt added that this will give Thunder Ridge residents a second road to access their subdivision.
I like the idea of having emergency services available for more than one point of access to that subdivision.
According to a spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation, the state plans to begin construction on the road in the summer of 2023. This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, questions, and feedback to news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuk Tune coming up.